is the Northwoods Fishing Report from Muskie 360 with your host, Josh Krieger.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. You are tuned in to the Northwoods Fishing Report podcast with your host, Eagle River Muskie Guide, Josh Krieger. That's me, guys. It is Wednesday, June 14th of 2023, and I am coming at you again live here from my location in the North Woods, and we are going to cover quite a bit here this week. Things have been absolutely inconsistent up here. We had super warm weather for unseasonably warm weather for June and the end of May. And then after we had those mid to upper 80s for the last 4 or 5 days now, we had a huge cold front that pushed through. We had highs in the upper 50s and low 60s and lows that actually got down into the 30s a couple of nights. So those surface temps that we talked about last week that we were a little worried about, we were already getting up into those upper 70s, have now cooled down drastically. I had water temps on pretty much all the lakes that I was fishing this last week that were between 64 and 68 degrees now. So we dropped 10 to 15 degrees on most of these lakes as far as surface temps go in the last week. So things have changed, like I said, quite a bit. That being said, fishing has still been quite good. The fish have been quite active, and we've put some pretty nice fish in the boat here this last week, and had one heck of a day actually today, and I will cover that. We did put four in the boat today, so today was a very good day on the water. Don't get a ton of those, so we were definitely very satisfied with today on the water. And again, like I said, I will cover that here in a minute after I talk about kind of the conditions and the changes that we've had going on here and what we've been doing. So as I mentioned, we had that big cool down. Water temps drastically dropped, you know, unseasonably cold for middle of June after we were super unseasonably hot. That just has things very scattered and previous patterns, you know, we don't have a lot of them to look back on. You know, we didn't have a lot as far as that super hot heat went in the past. And I don't have a whole lot as far as a 4-day major cold front where it's almost 30 degrees colder every day following that. You know, I don't have a lot for that either. So a lot of the success this week came down to reading the water and the bait fish and letting them tell me what to do. You know, I was still throwing baits that are typical for this time of the year. I was still fishing some waters and some cover that was typical for this time of the year as well. But I kept in mind, you know, those patterns from the past, but I also had an open enough mind to fish differently than I normally would this time of the year. And that was where the majority of the success came for us this week and weekend. So again, I cannot stress this enough, guys. Just because something has worked in the past does not necessarily mean it will work again. This thing we do out here on the water, you know, when you're out here every day and you're doing it for a living, I love my job. It's like a puzzle that I have to try to figure out every day. And there are a lot of variables that go into this puzzle of musky activity and catching these fish. So all these variables change not just yearly or monthly or daily, but I mean, they will change, you know, throughout the day or minutely sometimes as far as weather goes and, you know, what the bait is doing based on what's going on. So I cannot stress enough, like I said, pay attention to the locator, find where the bait fish are most concentrated, and focus your efforts on fishing those areas. Look at the baits that you're throwing, not necessarily as baits, but look at them more as tools. You want to throw the right tool or use the right tool for the job. You know, so if you're fishing a little deeper this time of the year, even though you're used to using baby shallow raiders and small bucktails, you know, if I have to fish, you know, 12 feet of water, even though I don't normally necessarily do that this time of the year, if that's what the bait's telling me to do, pick a different bait that's going to get to where the fish are sitting. A lot of the fish this week came out of a little bit deeper water than what I would normally be fishing this time of the year. And on baits, I normally don't throw a whole lot this time of the year. Be ready to adjust and change what you're doing on the fly by reading the water and doing what the fish are telling you to do. We did catch some fish in the shallow weeds, bucktails. We had a couple topwater fish, you know, twitch baits, stuff like that. Nothing unusual for this time of the year. The one thing that was very unusual, other than the inconsistency with what everything is doing in the weather, was the fact that the most concentrated bait on these stained waters that I fished the majority of the time wasn't really on weed edges, and it wasn't really in the weeds, and it wasn't really suspended out deep. The majority, or the most concentrated bait, were actually on 8 to 10 foot flats that were, you know, 50 yards off of a weed edge. So what that told me to do, you know, seasonality, normally I'd be fishing tight in the weeds and throwing small baits in that really heavy cover. But when you're seeing all the bait out deeper, it told me to change my tactics a little bit. So I stayed out a little further. I still cast it up to the weed edge because I was marking a little bit of bait still on the weed edge or just inside of that weed edge. So I stayed out further on these flats. I hit the weed edge with my baits on the cast and, you know, brought my bait majorly through an 8 to 10 foot flat. And, you know, it felt weird. And until you catch fish doing, you know, something like this, it is hard to have confidence in it because I get it. You're not fishing structure or cover really, but you're fishing where the bait fish are. So, you know, the fish that were out there, most of them were tight to the bottom as far as the muskies go. The bait itself, most of that was 3 to 5 or 6 feet down, you know, in those 8 to 10 foot flats. And the muskies we were contacting, most of them were sitting tight to the bottom. Now, just because they were sitting tight to the bottom did not mean they weren't willing to eat. It just meant we had to get our baits down a little bit deeper. So instead of throwing those shallow running bucktails, you know, I was throwing more rubber baits. The Red October tube was the most productive bait for me this week. The Mid Medusa put a couple fish in the boat. And what that's all about is, you know, when those fish are tight to the bottom, we want to get something that's close to them and easy to eat. These fish are pretty lazy. And so I want something that's going to be underneath where the bait fish are, ideally. So if the bait are 3 to 6 feet down and I'm in 8 to 10 feet of water, I am going to cast my bait up to the weed edge and rip it a couple times to get past that weed edge and then kind of let it sink down because I want to be running underneath that bait. Because if that muskie is sitting on the bottom and that bait is, say, 4 feet down under the surface, so it's also about 4 to 6 feet above the fish, right? Well, if I can run my bait underneath that, my physical bait that I'm throwing, if I can run that deeper than that pot of bait is sitting, I'm making my bait an easier meal for the muskie to attack than that bait fish. And I've been very successful doing this. It is a tactic that is very, very effective. You know, like I said, muskies are lazy. So everyone always talks about trying to run their bait at the same depth as where all the other bait is. But in my opinion, I want to be below it. I want to be easier for that muskie to eat than all the other bait fish. Now, that being said, these fish on these flats, even though they were sitting on the bottom, some of them were active enough that even when we did throw some more shallow running baits, they would come all the way up to the surface and be willing to eat them. So just because we had that inconsistent weather and a big cool down, the fish were still willing to eat. So I guess at the end of the day, you know, even if conditions don't seem ideal, you can only catch them if you're out there casting and giving it your best. So figure out the pattern if you can, follow the bait fish, do what the fish are telling you to do, and you'll find success on the water. Now, looking ahead here, we have the June new moon on Saturday. And in the past, I have had a lot of success fishing topwater in the evening and in fairly shallow weeds with some pretty big fish. And I don't necessarily know if I can count on that this year with how crazy up and down everything has been. You know, I'll give you guys a report on it here this following week. I'm still going to obviously give it a shot if there's bait in the shallow weeds. You know, typically topwater is good this time of the year. The water temps are still plenty warm for it. So I'm going to give that a shot. I, you know, would encourage you guys. It's about that time of the year when topwater seems to be the best. Going into, you know, middle end of June, I usually catch the majority of my topwater fish this time of the year. So that is one thing to, you know, start looking forward to using here this next week. But, as I mentioned, just because it's worked in the past doesn't mean it's going to work now. So, what was I doing here last, you know, earlier today and the, you know, this last week? As far as fishing and the majority of the fish we were catching, was fishing a little deeper. Throwing those tubes, throwing those mid-medusas. So I am excited. I'm hopeful that that pattern of big fish, shallow weeds on top water in June comes to fruition again. But I also am not naive enough to say that it has to. So we'll see. I'm gonna give that a shot. But, you know, I'm also going to continue to fish those 8 to 10 foot flats or one other thing that I was fishing this weekend that I don't normally fish this early in the year that I'm really excited about. I love this, is the sandgrass. Clear lakes up here, some of them have a weed that's called sandgrass, and it grows typically from anywhere about 12 to 20 feet deep. Some of it grows pretty tall, some of it stays pretty short, and bait fish will suspend just over the top of it, and muskies will sit in it. And here again, this is where I love running the tube. I'll try to pop it right over the top of the weeds that are sitting on the bottom. Right now, I was in 12, 13 feet of water and had sandgrass that was growing probably about a foot tall. So, you know, I'm trying to run that bait down 10, 11 feet. And we got bit quite a bit doing that. It was very, very helpful. That was actually how we put 3 of the 4 fish today in the boat, was on that tube. Just kind of hopping it along the bottom, being erratic with it. That's one of my favorite summer patterns, and I was utilizing that here, you know, early to middle of June this year. Again, keep in mind, things change, implement different tactics in order to be successful. Don't be too stuck on previous patterns. So, looking ahead, as I had mentioned, the new moon is on Saturday. And if you guys are listening to this podcast currently, this is the correct information. If you had listened to it previous to this podcast that you are listening to right now, my apologies. I had been reading the information for the moon off of the wrong date. So this information now will be correct. On Saturday, our new moon is taking place. The major one and only that we have going on Saturday takes place during the middle of the afternoon from 11:34 a.m. to 1:34 p.m. We do have 2 minors on Saturday. They take place at 3:43 in the morning until 4:43, and the evening minor is 8:30 until 9:30. Our sunrise is 5:05 a.m., and the sunset is 8:49 a.m. That gives us a total of 15 hours and 44 minutes of daylight. If you are looking at the sunset and the evening minor, the sunset takes place during that evening minor. That should be a very good key fishing and feeding window for you guys. I would make sure you're fishing a good spot during that time. That should be a good feeding time. On Sunday, the sunrise is 1 minute later than Saturday at 5:06 a.m. and the sunset is 1 minute later than it was previously on Saturday at 8:50 p.m. That does give us a total of the same amount of daylight at 15 hours and 44 minutes. On Sunday, we do go back to normal and have 2 majors. The first one takes place at 12:01 to 2:01 in the morning, so just after midnight. And then the other major is 12:28 to 2:28 in the afternoon. The 2 minors on Sunday are 4:28 in the morning until 5:28, and the evening minor is 9:26 to 10:26 p.m. Now, on Sunday, The sunrise takes place during the middle of the morning minor. So that should be another one of those good key feeding windows that I would make sure if you're an early riser, you're out there fishing that sunrise and you're on one of your good spots on a body of water, you're confident you can put a good fish in the boat. You know, obviously, as I'd mentioned, the fish here have been pretty active despite inconsistent weather. You know, just go out there, go catch them. You know, we found the moon phases often matter, but with this inconsistency, you know, the moon phase wasn't the most important thing. We were kind of catching fish throughout the day. It was just had to be fishing where they were and kind of using the right baits to catch them, the right tools to get into the strike zone for the longest. Those are kind of the keys to success last week. You know, that's what we have going on this upcoming week. I wish I could, you know, be or have more advice as far as, yeah, this is exactly what I would do this upcoming week. But with the way conditions have changed and, you know, now that we're predicted to get back to seasonal averages, who knows what's going to happen. Like I said previously, in past years, top water this time of the year, small bucktails. I was throwing tubes here this last week the majority of the time. Had the most success on them. So I'm throwing my I'm essentially throwing my patterns from the last couple of years out the window, guys. This year has just been that different, and it may be hard, but yeah, I just have been going in with a more open mind and letting the bait tell me what to do, and it's led to quite a bit of success. So there you have it. It's not always about seasonality. It's a lot of times about what's going on right now. I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. Thank you very much for listening. Use some of this advice and information no matter where you're at when you have conditions like this. You know, that whole finding the bait and fishing where that's the most concentrated, that works everywhere. That's the key, I think, anywhere you go. So use this to your advantage if you can, and it will help you catch fish. Have a good night, everyone. Thank you very much.
The Muskie 360 Northwoods Fishing Report is brought to you by these fine sponsors. The Muskie Shop, the world's largest muskie outfitter. Livingston Lures, hear the difference. The Figure 8 Lure Company. The Muskie 360 app.